We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gresh and Keith, live from Patriots training camp on WEEI.
Being on some chill, we go 0 to 100 real quick. They be on that rap to pay the bills, and I don't feel it, not even a little bit. Oh Lord, know yourself, know your worth. My actions being louder than my words. How you sold, I been still sold down to earth. Won't do it, we can do it on the turf.
Let it breathe, Chicken Nick.
You'll never hear that with this song on the Greg Hill Show. What is it? CCR or something like that. No. You're never going to hear the Let It Breathe. Hour 2, Gresham Kiever with you from Patriots training camp. And offense looking a little bit better today. Team drills are still going on. We got the kickers on the other field who... You know, Keith, there's field one, field two, and then there's the communist football field that's down on the other side, Mr. Kraft helipad.
That's right.
And they have the thinner goalposts on the other end, and I've not seen one kicker.
They're not down there.
Where they're working with the skinny field goalposts.
You would think that would be a nice spot to work on your extra points, right? I feel like it's probably not that important in sort of some of the other kicks, but extra points, wouldn't you want to work on that skinny one?
No doubt.
Why else would you have that?
Exactly right.
Unless you're doing like, do kickers play horse?
Ooh, pepper.
But no, not pepper, but like it's like, you're like, I'm going to kick from this hash, from this yard line, and then you got to follow up and do the same thing and do that. I don't know. They seem to just be walking around.
The dude in Kansas City, who was it? They had like a defensive back, it was, that they let him kick a PAT in the game.
Oh, I didn't see that.
He's the dude who hit the 65-yard field goal in practice. But it was on the tee, and it was more like a kickoff, but yeah. Still.
A kicker goes out, and he kicks.
Well, thank you.
Is Carly Lloyd in a camp anywhere? Remember, that was a hot topic for a while.
Well, I'm surprised that the Arizona Cardinals haven't brought in J.J. Watt's wife. A, she'd make more money kicking in the NFL than she would play in whatever league she's in.
Oh, yeah.
But there's that sort of natural tie. By the way, J.J. Watt, Rich Keefe.
Yeah, turns out.
Connected. We'll hear that audio at 11:45. And it's as if Keefe were saying it on his own, out of the face of one J.J. Watt, who, we'll get to that at 11:45. It is a lot of fun. And again, it is the summer, so here we are with the lists.
I like lists. I'm a sucker for lists. I like power rankings. Everyone's like, oh, that's lazy. And here I am clicking on it every time, saying, all right, who do they got there?
It gets people talking.
Who got snubbed?
It's right. Yeah. Just like 12 glorious years ago, the Great Book of Boston Sports list, available now on Amazon.
I had to read those lists.
And even though I hate the lists, I wrote a book of lists, which is a total dichotomy, and I do understand. But the NFL is in the process of rolling out this year's top 100 players list.
You just made the list.
That's right.
As the players, nice, Jared.
Oh, very good there. Nice, well done, Chicken Nick.
So, yeah, this is as voted on by the players.
That's right.
Right, and then NFL Network releases them every 10 or
now,
whatever it is.
Yeah. It also goes to show you that some of the players, you know, a lot like all-star selections, Pro Bowl voting, things like that, there are a lot of players who will just be like, oh, I got to do this? All right, let me fill it out and get it done.
Probably so.
Because the 100th best player on this year's list was Kyle Juszczyk, the fullback.
Juszczyk.
Yeah,
he's a good player. Nice player. You don't think you don't
top,
like him?
Top 100?
He's a useful player.
He's a useful guy. I completely understand.
He's your factor back that you were talking about last week. Merrill Hodge.
Good Lord. Who would have thought that?
So you already have it right out of the chute.
It's like, well, because it's like, okay, he's a fullback?
He's a steady Pro Bowler, this guy.
at fullback.
They get dirty.
It's something
you don't like a fullback?
Matt Patricia is so anti-fullback, he's pulled it out of the offense right now.
Well, that might be points for this guy. It might be points for the fullback.
You know, and he's a good player, don't get me wrong.
He's a very nice player.
You know, but look at it this way. When you're breaking down the top 100 in the league,
yeah.
If you did it by team.
He's a six-time Pro Bowler.
If you did it by team, though, it would essentially be your three best players. So if I said to you on the San Francisco 49ers, is that guy one of their three best players?
He is not.
I already see the look on your face.
He is not. However, I think there are a lot of really bad teams that don't deserve to have any players on this list. Right? Like, it's not three per team because some teams might have seven, eight, nine. You know, the 49ers, I think they're one of those teams that if they had a really good quarterback, they'd be even better. And then we'll see what happens with Trey Lance. They have a handful of guys that'll be on this list. So he's definitely not one of their top three guys. But again, you know, is Jacksonville or Detroit or Houston getting guys on this list? They probably shouldn't.
You would think they and that's maybe those teams that just have one guy maybe on the list or somebody that cracks the top 10. So there are other slots that are out there.
Yeah.
But when I look at the 49ers roster, I don't even know if he would hit the top five, just in terms
but they
of,
all might make this
of
list,
their
though.
Guys across the board. Yeah, yeah. Maybe so. I mean, Trent Williams is maybe
Williams
the most dominant
10.
Left tackle going. You would think he's a top 10 or top 20.
Jimmy Ward made this list at 96, and then George Kittle will be on the list.
You would think so.
Deebo Samuel will be
so
on the
that's
list.
The thing. You start to whittle it down, and then it's like, okay, and then who are they but like sort the team, of leaving off?
The team we're watching today probably will not have three guys on it.
Well, they've already got two.
Probably it.
And I don't know. Hunter Henry's going to get in there, I think, in terms of – because, look, so in terms of –
The reason I say no to that is Kyle Pitts is number 91.
All right.
And I don't think Hunter Henry is above Kyle Pitts. If you're looking at, like, per position, right? Like, I think
– Yeah, I would disagree with that, but –
You think Henry's going to be on over Pitts?
No, I mean, I think Pitts is a – like, he's really kind of – not a tight end. He's like
well,
a,
whatever. You know, but
no,
he's
I mean,
listed as
and that's the thing. He is listed as one. And
but you think?
And
so
you would have? I would have thought because of Henry's red zone production and the ability to get in the end zone that he would be on this list. But Mac came in at number 85, and Matt Judon came in at number 52.
Both are surprising to me. I didn't think either one. I thought.
So you thought the Patriots would have had zero on the list?
No, I thought Judon would have been lower. I thought Judon maybe would have had Mac's spot, and Mac would have been out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would have viewed it. But I think again, quarterbacks. You talk about the process of making this list. It's a lot of guys around the league that I'm sure if you ask some of these receivers. Who's the guard on whatever team? They'd be like, I don't know, dude. But, like, quarterbacks, everybody knows all the quarterbacks.
Everybody knows the quarterbacks.
Everybody knows all the quarterbacks.
Like, and Trent Brown, when healthy, is a top 100 player in this league.
Yeah, probably, when healthy.
Right.
But he's not going to be on this
But no
list.
One loves the fats.
But, like, you know, Mac Jones, whether he should have or shouldn't have, he made the Pro Bowl last year. You got to hang out with all those guys at the Pro Bowl. He's a first-round pick out of Alabama, so he played with all those guys as well. His
Infectious
teammates are all
personality.
Around the league.
Yep.
People like him. Yep. So, yeah, he was able to get a bunch of votes. But it's going to be pretty heavy quarterback. You know, there's probably out of the top 100 players in the league as voted on by the players,
you're probably
half
getting,
of the starting quarterbacks that will be top 100.
I was just gonna say I was gonna sort of cap out at 12.
Well, we've already seen Kirk Cousins and Mac Jones on the list, and I would say those guys and Russell Wilson and looking Kyler Murray, so maybe not half, but definitely 12 to 13, I would think.
Yeah, it's and again,
Derek Carr's on the list.
Well,
already.
The hard part of this is it's by the players. So to your point,
a bit of a popularity contest.
There is some of that, no doubt. I wish the NFL would kind of vary it up a little bit and maybe throw some others in there. But again, it's just an exercise in a way to kind of get people talking.
And the bottom 50, by the way, have been released. So we know 51 through 100.
Okay, so right? we're gonna get 1 through 50. What is it, tomorrow or later this afternoon? Because the NFL Network on their Twitter is just pumping me.
They're firing them out.
Bingo, bango. Just
so
banging
I don't
them
think
out.
They won't. The Patriots won't have anybody in the top 50 because I would think other players would view Judon, especially with the season he had, or at least three quarters of the season he had last year, as probably the highest rated guy on the team.
Yeah, I was going to say, does McCourty slide in on some level, if in part because
high,
of the popularity contest part of it? You know, hey, he's a good safety, plays for Bill Belichick, he's been around forever kind of thing. Like, it does sort of make you wonder that. But, you know, I mean, unless there's a – surprise Trent Brown appearance. I mean, that would be the only, like, I'm just trying to think on the offense, the only other guy that might even qualify
for me might
be Brown, and he's not going to get in there because he was dinged up and injured last year. Barmore is on the rise, but probably needs another good season.
Yeah, next year he should
for
be on the
people
list.
To throw
you
him
hope.
In there.
Yeah, you would hope
so. The only other guy that I could think of might be McCourty, because it would be the it's kind of like the Lifetime Achievement Award or something like that from the other players. But with a lot of these sort of announcements from NFL Network, they put out these little kind of companion piece deals in terms of players talking about the guys. Mm-hmm. And in this instance, it's Mac Jones at number 85. You're going to hear Matt Judon in there. You're going to hear others. But since the players voted on it, here is some of what those guys had to say about Mac Jones.
You know, Pro Bowl as a rookie, that's always pretty impressive.
Mac is a field general. From day one, he came in yelling to get in a huddle on his first touchdown. Like, he didn't even want the ball. He's not a big me guy. He's a wee guy.
The best thing about Mac, he came in a leader and built that relationship with his teammates. The offensive line loves him. You can see the respect that they have with him. He has broad shoulders. Every game that you saw him, wins or losses, he got better. If I had a bad game, how do I get better from that bad game? I have a good game, how do I get better from that good game? That's the kind of player you want as a young player, because he's that leader that you want.
Starting off playing as a rookie, slowly getting better each and every week.
The way he goes through progressions, he doesn't make many crucial errors and mistakes. He's going to be a player in this league for a long time.
And he did it, especially down the back end of the season. Positioned that team to move back to the standards that they used to. Definitely one of the most solid pickups in recent times in the league. His career is going to take off in a major way.
It's a shot of Cam Newton there in the end. Different players from different teams.
In recent
well, again, this is why they like whenever
Tom Brady
it's
going to the Bucs is a good one.
When it's like the players voting, it's like, okay, you learn what the players really know.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And
like the first
and it's,
part,
they know their team, but they don't know
they
a lot
don't
else.
The Pro Bowl line too is like, again, he was a Pro Bowl replacement. And so when you say a guy's a Pro Bowler, you especially at quarterback, you think, all right, so he was one of the three best AFC quarterbacks last year. You're like, well, no, he was one of like the eight best. So that part I'd throw out. But the other stuff I do find important, like the way Lawrence Guy and some of the others talked about his relationship with the O-lineman and how he stepped in day one as a leader, really the polar opposite of stuff we heard about Jimmy Garoppolo. Like Jimmy Garoppolo and like what Julian Edelman was saying, remember we talked about that a few weeks ago? Like, they just buried that guy. If they don't think you're tough, like, you might as well just pack it in. Whereas I think every guy on the team respects Mac Jones. Doesn't mean he's going to be Josh Allen, but it just means that's a good way of staying in the league a long time.
And there wasn't
a quarterback.
And there wasn't the looming specter of Tom Brady there either. Like, Jimmy G walked in knowing he had no chance of winning the job whatsoever. Whereas with Mac Jones, it was opportunity knocked. I thought at the end there it was almost like, well, they're back to their standards. It's like, oh,
yeah,
oh, so the Cam year really was that bad, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know if Wiggs is still kind of holding on to some of those Cam thoughts from a year and a half ago. But it is interesting to kind of hear the other people across the league.
Oh yeah,
sort of say things about Mac to be like, yeah, you can tell he's pretty good, and a lot of offensive work going on still. You see a lot of Matt Patricia calling plays. You see Joe Judge kind of hanging around the quarterbacks, obviously. But prominently featured in between those dudes is Bill Belichick. And Mac Jones was kind of thrown on the other field. He has since gone over to kind of join them in this what looks like a high red zone work area that they're sort of going through and calling plays right now. And Hoodsworth is right in the middle of all of this, talking to kind of all these guys. And there was a play that just got run, and Mac went right over to Belichick, and you could see they were talking about route concepts and throwing their hands in the air and all that kind of stuff. So Bill Belichick's influence is still heavily seen and felt in terms of this Patriots offense. And congratulations to Matt Judon. Maybe he'll crack the top 50, and maybe we'll be surprised tomorrow when they were – don't sleep on Matt Slater making a top 50 nod because of special teams.
Yeah, absolutely. No, because you still have the wave of all of the top quarterbacks, like all of like the fantasy crazy guys and Aaron Donald and those guys.
Who will be number one? Do they go Brady, Rodgers?
You know what? I wonder if Donald.
He should be.
Probably Aaron Donald, actually.
He should
be. Well,
they
capped it off with the Super Bowl, so I could see.
But he also kills everyone.
He does.
Like, he is as unstoppable a defensive lineman as there has been in the league.
Yeah.
And I would dare say the last 50 years. Like, Reggie White, when he wanted to be, was unstoppable. To me, that's Aaron Donald.
It'll probably be Aaron Donald, Rodgers, Brady. Do they go Devontae Adams? Or maybe they reward Cooper Kupp because he had an insane
year. Yeah.
And those guys will all – and then Trent Williams even, he'll get love. Like, players recognize
him. Yeah, they'll be an offensive lineman that should crack the top 10. That's if a lot of those guys also want to stand up upright as well. You better throw some love their way. 617-779-7937. NFL preseason week one. There is a lot to unpack. Keith and I will get through that next. But first, Chicken Nick in for John, ready to trend. We're at Patriots training camp, where tomorrow the Carolina Panthers will be here with their starting quarterbacks.
My guy, Baker Mayfield
and Sam Darnold. I don't know if you saw that Carolina, it was Mayfield's turn to start is the way they described it.
So his turn.
So it's not – yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's my turn. It's my turn.
It's not exactly who is playing better that gets the start. It is the – today's my day on the board.
They've done an incredible job of showing you how not to get a quarterback.
They
so
really have.
They got some really good years out of Cam Newton. Then they decided, all right, new coach, we're going to get rid of Cam Newton. And then they bring in Teddy Bridgewater. And then they're like, well, this ain't it. So they get rid of Teddy Bridgewater. They bring in Sam Darnold. They don't draft – Mac Jones or Justin Fields. They were on the board, could have had either one of those guys without even moving up.
They went with Matt Corral, who went 1-for-9 in his...
Matt Corral. No, I was saying last year, though.
Oh, last year.
Last year,
they
needed a quarterback. They traded for Sam Darnold. But what I'm saying is, without even moving up in the draft, they had a top 10 pick.
Yep.
And they took Patrick Surtain, who's probably pretty good. He got hurt, but he's probably pretty good corner. But they had a chance at maybe a franchise quarterback, and they said, no, we're not going to do it. So then they have Sam Darnold on the roster. Then he gets hurt. They bring Cam Newton back.
Oh.
And then they're like, well.
For smart tanking, I'm convinced of that.
And then they're like, we're going to draft Matt Corral in this pass draft.
Yep.
And then, wait a minute, Baker Mayfield is now available out of Cleveland. Let's trade for him.
And they got him the cheapest.
Yeah, they got him the cheapest. Like, he's the best one out of the bunch. He's the best guy that they have. So I would imagine he ends up starting this season, and who knows how they're going to do. But contract year for him, he strikes me as an NFL starter. It's just a matter of getting the right spot. But they're a mess. You would have to imagine Matt Rhule, this is his last year as head coach.
You would, unless there is some sort of big jump, you're a 1,000,000% right. Like, that guy's job is completely in jeopardy.
Big time.
And when you think about it, like, as bad as the Jets were drafting Darnold third, then moving on from him, and then drafting Wilson second,
crazy.
I think it was they're the first team in the common draft era to select two quarterbacks within the top three picks in a 4-year span. I mean, that's wow. So you're proving ineptitude can run everywhere.
Yeah. Let's say that the Cardinals, now Rosen was outside of the top four, but that was another similar
Rosen was a 10, right?
Rosen and then the Murray.
1 year, and then they punted on him, and they fired a coach, and that coach sued him.
But that one is, you know, I know you don't like Kyler Murray that much, but.
I could at least understand comparing it. It was the first time they were actually aligned where they brought in a coach to match the quarterback.
But that's one, too, where you're like, well, you took the guy in the first round. Like, you should probably see it out. And it's like, well, with Josh Rosen, like, they got out probably the right time. Like, they made a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
And they got out in time.
And so, they realized the coach was a boob, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's the other thing. But I also think, too, just since we're on this, I think it's now gone from a longer window with a high draft pick to now – you're in a 5-year window to show that you need to be the guy. And that kind of gets us into Lamar Jackson, who after their preseason game, Lamar Jackson was basically like, we're going to cut off talks by week one, which if you're Baltimore, like honestly, now Baltimore has been one of the shrewdest organizations in football. They've made great personnel moves on the whole. They, you know, listen, Matt Judon is here. They know when to let players go. They do a good job of kind of reallocating assets.
They knew his value back then.
Right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So that's an organization that from a contract and a money standpoint, they really know what they're doing. They have to be like, thank God for this guy. Thank God for this guy that, A, he provided a little juice into our franchise, but B, thank God he's sending his mom in here to try to do all this work and figure out what we're going to – hell, we don't even know what we're going to do with this guy.
But doesn't he
He's making it easier on them to sit and wait and maybe give him the franchise tag next year or pay him if he pops.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, how many quarterbacks play on the franchise tag? Was it Kirk Cousins? Again, going back to him, he's sort of like –
He did it 2 years in a row and then got a guaranteed contract. Yeah. So it did work for
him. It worked out for him, but again, coming at it a little bit different. I mean, hell, he came into the league as a backup. He was drafted in the same draft as Robert Griffin III, and he had sort of a weird path to where he is, but don't they have to pay, well, I guess they don't have to do anything, but don't you have to pay Lamar Jackson more than Kyler Murray? Jackson's better than Murray, isn't he?
You would think so. I think it's...
I mean, I like Murray a little bit more, I think maybe because of the passing, but like Jackson's track record, his actual record on the field is better than Murray's.
Well, when you look at Murray and the way they set up that deal, it was really more of kind of like a 2-year extension to where it looked like they're committed to him
and
they
could
rework
it.
So they could punt on the guy. But I think it's interesting that you bring up Kyler Murray because I think Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson in some way are in similar situations in that if they're going to be your guy – You can't run an offense to where you can just interchange quarterbacks, right? Like if you look at Mahomes and Rodgers and Brady, and I know I'm highlighting great players, but if you switched all those, if you put Rodgers in Kansas City and you put Mahomes in Tampa Bay and Brady in Green Bay, those teams wouldn't suffer a significant drop-off because those guys can come in and run those offenses. Whereas with Kyler Murray and with Lamar Jackson, you have to be committed to continuing to build your football team a certain way offensively. And that's where you get to the, do we really want to be in business for these dudes? Because think about it. If you give Lamar Jackson 5 more years, are they as likely to win a Super Bowl then as they are now? Because I don't think he's a Super Bowl-winning quarterback because it's more about the system as much as it is anything
else.
Yeah,
but that system has provided them a lot of winning. Like, they get a breakthrough in the playoffs, but they're always
during the regular
team.
Season,
Yeah, but, I mean, that you can say that about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. The same thing with him, right? Like, he won one, like, how many years ago? Like,
well,
it's been
I know
a long
he won
time.
One, but they're also in NFC title games. Like, Baltimore was the number one seed, had it at home, and screwed the pooch, and,
but, I mean,
and
still,
the quarterback, like, didn't play well. So I guess the question for me with Lamar Jackson is, do you want to continue to build your football team a certain way?
They already have.
And think that he's getting better. That's the other thing, too.
Yeah, like, I think so.
Has he plateaued as to what he's going to be as a quarterback and a passer?
If it's league MVP, then fine. Like, maybe it's hard to do better than being the best player in the league.
But are we going to be sitting there saying, boy, 8 years ago he was the league MVP, and now they're still ping-ding-a-linging around with the same sort of offense that they've been running?
I would say that if they were sort of up and down as far as wins are concerned. But, like, the team wins a lot of games, and now they need to break through in the playoffs. But with him, it's like they've already committed. Like, their offense is for him. And if you're not willing to commit to him, are you even committed to your whole scheme and your whole offense? Like, so do they not know what their future is?
I look.
Because then I don't think franchising your star quarterback is the way to go about things either. Like, I just don't. And it's sort of similar to, like, the, you know, how you treat Devers and Bogarts with the Red Sox. I think everybody would look to that and be like, so this guy who's our starting quarterback, and since he's taken over, I forget what his record is, but it's some insane regular season record.
But clearly they don't love him because they haven't paid him.
Right. It's bizarre. I'm not really sure why, because they've committed to him, and he's been the guy. He's a hard guy to rank, right, like when we see all these quarterback rankings coming out, because he's not a prototypical quarterback, but no other quarterback's also adding 1,000 yards on the ground and all the touchdowns that come with that. So the offense has been good under Lamar Jackson, and he came into the league young, too. Like, he's a really young.
I think he's 20, turns 25 this year,
oh,
maybe.
Okay.
Might be, but still.
Oh, you're right. He's 25. Yeah, yeah. He's 25, but still, this is his fifth year in the
league. So I think that's the other question, too, is for a guy like Jackson, is he's going to go through the pounding. We know that he runs the ball. You know, is his play sustainable to age 30.
But they drafted him in the first round. I know he's the last pick of the first round, but he was a first-round pick by them, and they were willing to say, all right, he's a quarterback, when you had other guys like Bill Polian being like, he's a wide receiver. So they said he's a quarterback. And I just feel like he had to have exceeded expectations. Like, when they drafted him, 32nd round, he was the fifth quarterback taken in that draft, and they're like, yeah, in 4 years, he's going to play or he's going to start 49 games, and they're going to be 37-12. Like, there's no way they thought that was realistic. So, to me, either you made up your mind already that you weren't going to pay him, or I guess they're just trying to haggle on a few bucks.
Yeah, that's because if it's just haggling on a few bucks.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They could settle and make it easy, but there's a reason there, and I think Jackson's going to make it easier on them, because really, if he had an agent, what he should do is say he's breaking off the talk so he can talk about football, but then maybe the bye week for Baltimore.
Yeah.
That's when the agent goes back in and says, okay, there's a bye week. We can stop down and think about this. Let somebody else go handle it. And it'll be interesting to see what they do in Baltimore, because you're right, there's a lot of regular season wins, but they're not running to the pay window to pay Lamar Jackson.
Then I just always,
and that's
going
to hang over them, too.
It is. Oh, it's going to be a story all year long with them. And then it's always the, all right, if you don't have him, fine. What's your next plan? And it's like, well, we'll bring in Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold. We'll bring him. Like, no,
start
you can't
young.
Do that. Or, yeah, right, and then you go back in the draft and hope that you develop a guy.
And they'll revamp the offense to where it's a little more traditional, let's
Seems
say.
Like a bit of a reset, though, you know, because if you miss on that guy, then you're 8 years later.
Well, and it's funny because that's the one thing Baltimore has never been afraid of. Like, I know they sort of went through the period of time between – like Jackson and sort of the end of the run with Joe Flacco there.
Yeah, but Flacco was there a long time. He was like their starter every year for a long time.
And that organization, if there's one group that aren't going to be like, nah, we can't pick guys, that's going to be an organization that I think will believe in themselves if they do decide to kind of hit the reset button. Down in Jets land, Zach Wilson injured. It looks like a torn meniscus, surgery tomorrow.
Avoided the ACL, which was reported again. Thanks.
Right.
Like, all right, we can maybe wait and get it right.
Way to go, New York.
Yeah, they're all like, oh, he's done for the year. And like, so he's going to be out for a little bit, though.
They said 2-4. I'm thinking on the longer end, considering he's got to have surgery. And if you're the Jets, yeah, it's only year two, but you're in a tricky spot. You put him out there, he gets his knee hurt again.
So
now you're talking about completely stunting whatever growth there isn't going to be with him.
Now, did you look at that moment? And I saw a lot of Patriots fans, and I had to roll my eyes on Twitter when they were basically like, oh, Zach Wilson got hurt, and all you guys wanted to see Mac Jones in the first game? It's like, so if Mac Jones plays in the preseason, he's automatically going to get hurt? Like, I understand there's part
doesn't
of
correlate.
Like, I'm all for resting your star guys, right? Like, the last 10 years of Tom Brady, I was like, if he doesn't play, he doesn't need to. Like, he knows the offense
better
than anybody, and he's getting older, and now, you know, it doesn't really matter. He might play till he's 50. But some of these other guys, like, they were literally taking a victory lap and insulting people that wanted to see Mac Jones in the first game. So, like, so you don't want to see Mac Jones at all. He's in a new offense with a new coordinator and
need
new teammates. You don't want to see him at all. And if he does, you only get hurt in the first game. You don't get hurt in the second game.
No,
like,
that's
Patriots
right.
are playing chess again while everybody's playing checkers. I was like, all right, that's a weird thing to take a victory lap on.
Yeah, that is odd. And so it's 4 weeks for the MILF hunter down there, Zach Wilson.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And I know there was some thought that maybe if Wilson was done for the year, is that one of the teams that would jump in maybe for Jimmy Garoppolo?
Sure.
Because the 49ers are trying to unload the guy. And that's where we get to the Cleveland Browns, because this was pretty bad. And if you're Deshaun Watson, this is proof that the guy is completely tone deaf. And I understand listening to a lawyer telling you don't say certain things because you're trying to settle these civil suits, right?
Yeah.
But basically all along, Deshaun Watson, I've got nothing to
He wasn't showing remorse,
but
because he didn't do anything wrong. He never
That's right.
did
never
wrong.
Did anything wrong. So the Cleveland Browns wrangled former NFL Network reporter Aditi Kinkabwala to come out and do this interview, which I was kind of surprised, by the way, because she was really outspoken about Deshaun Watson.
Where were they, by the way? This was like in like the concourse or
I
something?
I think
it was like a weird setup.
They
were standing up.
I think they were in a hotel in Jacksonville. Because they were in Jacksonville.
Like
it was in like a ballroom or something.
It was a weird setup. Very
and
awkward.
So Deshaun Watson. Now, by the way, the NFL is about to really rule on what his suspension will be. And now he changes his tune.
Your eligibility is still in question. And although this appeal is ongoing, I have to ask you, the initial ruling from Judge Sue Robinson made a very specific point of saying that your lack of remorse played into her decision making. It's been a part of the narrative surrounding you. What is your response to that?
Look, I want to say that I'm truly sorry to all the women that I've impacted in this situation. My decisions that I made in my life that put me in this position, I would definitely like to have back. But I want to continue to move forward and grow and learn and show that, you know, I am a true person of character, and I want to keep pushing forward.
Grow and learn. We fully expect that there will be some time that you are away from the team. What does your growth on a personal level look like? How are you spending that time?
I know I have a lot of work to put in, especially on the field, to be able to make sure I'm ready to play whenever that time comes, whenever I can step back on the field. But also, the biggest thing is I want to continue counseling, and I want to make sure that I'm growing as a person, as an individual, for my decision making on and off the field. And I want to make sure that, you know, I'm just evolving in the community as much as possible. And that's for the Cleveland community, that's the NFL community, and beyond.
Maybe stay out of the community for a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe that might be a good idea. That might have been your problem before.
Sit
you're too much in the community.
Bit, yeah.
But how ridiculous, how dumb is this guy?
I mean,
like,
it's
pick
bad.
Up, first of all, you got to pick a lane.
Yep.
Either you did nothing wrong.
Yep.
And again, it doesn't seem like that's the case. But if that's your lane, skate it. And then now it's like, because she kind of tosses up there, like, you're not remorseful. He's like, I am extremely remorseful. And then she's like, what do you need to do? He's like, I need to work on the field. His first thing that he said that he needs to work on is on the field.
It's unbelievable.
Like, how that's didn't help. And then, like, the Browns posted this too, like, see,
oh, they played it in their pregame show.
They played
show.
In the pregame
in the Browns pregame show. It was here's Deshaun Watson, Mr.
Yeah.
Remorseful.
Oh my god, what an absolute mess.
I mean, who is advising? Clearly Rusty Harden is no longer advising him on the PR piece of it.
Yeah.
Like, once those got settled, it was like, all right, Big Russ, thank you, here's your couple $1 million check, thanks for helping me out, see you later.
So it was a the game was in Jacksonville, and
yes.
He played in the game, and did you see the clip that was going around of what the fans were chanting?
Yes!
And again, it's Jacksonville. Phil. They don't have fans. It's very sparse in there, but somebody had a video.
I've been to that stadium one time for a Jags game, and it's an eclectic group. It's Florida.
And you can't play what was said on the air.
No.
But
it was you sick bleep. F.
Hilarious.
And it just chanted
it.
By the way.
In Jacksonville.
That's
so wait till he goes to Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, the AFC North.
Oh,
there are some fan
Baltimore,
bases
you kidding me?
Yeah, the North remembers. And they are going to be all over Deshaun Watson if he plays this year. And now I'm starting to think he doesn't play at all this
year.
Yeah,
it looks like it's going to be a year suspension. And then it is... Do you sue? Do you then go the Tom Brady route?
Well, they've sort of threatened that.
Have.
Again, but he's changed his tune once, right? He wasn't remorseful. Now he is remorseful. So we're going to sue. We won't sue. I don't know. I think at this point, if he gets the full season, I bet he does.
What a mess. Really.
Huge mess. And then Cleveland. How about Cleveland? Like, yeah, this was going to work out? Or what did they think was going to happen?
A fully guaranteed deal. And I had people last night on the network being like, well, Aaron Rodgers got a bunch of guaranteed money. Not the whole thing. Not $230 million. Aaron Rodgers got like a $50 million signing bonus. And I think this year's salary, which is something stupid, is guaranteed. But that's the guaranteed money. And then they could punt on him if they want to.
Aaron Rodgers also didn't miss all of last season and isn't facing like 50 civil suits.
Correct.
Like there's a bit of a difference
between
the two.
People just think he's a dink because he dates a lot of different women doesn't like his family shows up looking like Nicolas Cage at training camp or whatever.
But you know who's going to play week one?
That would be Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's right.
617-779-7937. The only other quarterback situation that is percolating across the league is in Pittsburgh, where all of Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, and then Kenny Pickett came in. Pickett with the third group, 13 of 15, two touchdowns. He's kind of played his way into being number two.
Yeah, Trubisky
right
seems
now.
Like the guy, right?
Trubisky will be the guy early, but that's the lower middle class tier that we were kind of talking about earlier.
Oh, for sure. And then Joe Burrow back from his appendix. His appendix ripped out like 3 weeks ago.
Well,
he's back at practice.
And they were like, oh, yeah, he's going to take it slow. Who's in 11-on-11? Joe Burrow. Like, he just put himself out there.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of putting themselves out there, J.J. Watt pulled back the curtain on his glorious, glamorous, future NFL Hall of Fame life. And we didn't realize that he had so much in common with Rich Keefe. Mm-hmm. You'll hear it all next.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
.47 with Gresh and Keith. Practice is over here at Gillette Stadium. We will talk with Andy Hart once the media portion of the whatnot down below is over with. And our training camp coverage here at Gresh and Keith brought to you by Zudy. Build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zudy, that's Zudy.com for your free trial. New England Spine Care, we got your back at anyspinecare.com. Henry Elliott and Company, the interoperability staffing partner of the healthcare IT industry at henryelliott.com. Well, you know, different strokes for different folks, and sometimes you don't realize when you have some commonalities, but who would have thought future Pro Football Hall of Famer J.J. Watt and Rich Keefe do share something in common.
We do it. We have a pretty big thing in common. And so J.J. Watt on Twitter over the weekend tweeted out, "All right, Arizona, this is a new one for me. I've got a baby rattlesnake in my bathroom. What do I do?" Nate Paulson responded, "Pull your pants up, bro." The perfect response.
What a response.
I had a good laugh about that. But J.J. Watt, now he's been with Arizona a couple of years now. And again, you got snakes out there. One reason why I have no interest in going to the desert.
No Arizona.
Is snakes.
Patriots go to the Super Bowl. You're out.
Nope. I'll do it remotely. I am terrified. Like a crippling fear of snakes. And apparently J.J. Watt does as well.
He did. And J.J. Watt, after that initial tweet, then decided to go back to Twitter and Instagram to talk about this whole horrible ordeal.
All right, here is an update on the snake situation. For those of you who don't know, woke up this morning, went to the bathroom, found a baby rattlesnake in the corner of the bathroom, curled up in the corner. I'm from Wisconsin. I don't have a lot of experience with snakes. A couple garden snakes here or there, a couple in Houston, but don't know a lot about snakes. Don't know how to handle snakes. Not a big fan of snakes. When I got down here to Arizona, everybody said, you know, watch out for the scorpions and watch out for the rattlesnakes. You know, you live close to the mountains, there's going to be snakes. Monsoon season brings out the snakes. Stay away from rattlesnakes. Babies are the most venomous rattlesnakes because they don't know how to handle their venom. They shoot it all in their first bite. So I got all this stuff in my head. So I call a guy. I mean, I don't know what to do. So
it's like John on a date.
I call this guy, and he comes out to the house. And he takes a look at it, and he just picks it up with his bare hands. And he goes, ah, it's not a rattlesnake. It's a long-nosed snake. Completely harmless. And then he left. If you ever want to feel like a wimp, that's the way to do it.
So, again, I'm terrified of snakes, but wouldn't a rattlesnake be pretty easy to identify because of...
The rattler?
The rattle.
The rattle. There's a rattle.
But if it's all curled up...
Ah!
And you see
I hate
exactly.
the thought of it. I hate the thought of it. Yeah, I probably wouldn't see that, but I would just be like, there's a snake here. I would be like, there's a... If you either see a rattle or hear the rattle, you say there's a rattlesnake. If you don't, just say it's a snake. Come, somebody can help me get a snake out of here.
So...
How'd it get in there? Why is it in there?
If
they don't know how to handle their venom, they shoot it all in their first bite.
Well, there is that. And
they don't know how to handle their venom.
Yeah, well, what if you were ever in a scenario
like that
where you had to try to suck the venom out of
got stung by a bee.
The bee, yeah. I whacked that, slapped it down, Mr. Miyagi.
We're talking critters.
I know, and all of a sudden they come out. But would you be able to, like, say you got bit by a snake?
I would pass out.
You wouldn't try to suck the venom out and, like, spit it out or something like that?
No, I would have somebody suck the venom out for me.
No. If you went into the bathroom.
And I saw a snake, I would probably faint.
But would you really faint?
I think I might.
Or would you go running out like, ah!
Where someone videoed it, it would win you
like $100,000 on America's Funniest Home Videos.
If it was in like the corner,
yeah.
With my luck, I would probably scream in panic, turn, run straight into the wall, come down, the thing would then coil around my neck and end it. That would be it. That's probably how I'm going to go. Oh, I'm terrified. Now I'm going to be, I don't even live in Arizona. I'm going to be looking underneath the toilet seats and everything else waiting for snakes.
Oh my God.
Snake in the corner, that is terrifying. Like, I've seen them like slither through in the grass outside, and that's scary enough for me, but they're not curled up in my bathroom.
I would tell you what to do, but I don't want to anger the PETA people, because as a part of my upbringing in Western Pennsylvania, my pap taught me a whole bunch of different ways to be able to handle snakes.
So my
it's one of those things you got to learn. Right?
Well, because a bunch of different ways.
You know what it is? It's
lefty, righty.
It's the copperhead. Both. Oh, that's good. Very good. Stick it in.
I took a shovel and cut its head off.
Well, a little bit. There's that. But like in Western Pennsylvania, they have the copperheads, and they're really venomous.
You have to know how
to identify them, how to be able to kind of handle it so it doesn't sort of bite you if need be.
So my dad,
of course,
told
you also
story.
Have a pistol. You just shoot it.
He went to school out in Wyoming. Like, he went to the University of Wyoming.
Yeah.
He's one of the guys he knew there had a pet snake, but, like, wasn't in a cage or anything, and it would curl up on the back of the toilet seat and just sit on – or not the seat, but, like, the top. Like, you know where you take up the upper and do an upper decker?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you put that down, that's where the snake would curl up. So he'd, like, walk in there. He's like, I'll go somewhere else. Like, I'm not going to go. Like, he's not afraid of him like me, but you don't – what, are you gonna sit down with a snake behind you?
Well, see, that's why there's the like we
no
had the
chance.
Like we had the python for a while, the 6-footer.
Oh my God!
But as long as you're feeding those,
yeah, they're not gonna try.
No. And if anything, like it's small enough to where if it wrapped around you, you can kind of just sort of uncoil it and stuff like that.
It's awful. I'm gonna have nightmares tonight now just thinking about it.
Well, there was actually a video that I almost tagged you in on Twitter.
I skip over those as soon as I could sniff
you
those
can sniff
out.
Them out.
Every once in a while, people just send me
snake videos. It was a guy who was like moving a king cobra out in the middle of the road and just like grabbed it by the middle of it, and then the thing kind of turned around and looked at him, and he sort of just like tossed it over there. But the like the King Cobras, okay, that you're either going to die like, instantly or it's going to wrap around you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then those like giant
slow death might eat you.
Whoa. And those giant pythons, like they see in flight, pull them out of like sewer pipes, and they're so round you got to like lift them with both hands to lift them up and stuff.
Terrible.
Down in the jungles of Brazil. That's why the MMA fighters are so good down there. They go fight those big.
Yeah.
Yeah, they fight the big 20-foot pythons that are like the size
19-inch pythons, brother.
There you go. Exactly. Hulk Hogan. You got to bring the Hulkster in there. So there you go. JJ Watt and Rich Keefe.
I don't blame you, JJ. You're not a wimp at all. You just got a crippling fear of snakes like me. You know, everybody's got a phobia, right? Some people are scared of the number 13. I'm scared of snakes.
Well, at least he didn't like pass out, scream like a girl. There was like some
well,
of the
we don't
things.
Well, that's true, too. He may have initially screamed.
Imagine if his soccer-playing wife came over and was just like, yeah, JJ, it's no big deal. She's like, picked it up. She's from Hawaii. I'm sure she's dealt with him, too,
She'd be fine. Oh, yeah.
Although, wait a minute. On islands, sometimes they don't have the...
Well, New Zealand doesn't have any.
That's right.
But, like, Australia's, like, ripe with them.
Australia
is essentially an island.
And now I'm getting attacked by a bee. What the hell's going on here? Who would have thought
they're
going
to use all their venom in
I know. There you go. They're going to bite me. My face is going to swell up, which is all I need. I got to go back to the dentist. They'll be like, what'd you do? I ate a bee. Oh, great. They're still talking down below. David Andrews is giving some press conference. So our buddy Andy Hart at WEEI.com will be with us at 12:20. But the Red Sox won a real series against an American League East team. So are you saying there's a chance? We'll get to that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.